Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
A lunchtime concert is underway at a hospital in Melbourne. The classical music brings comfort to patients and busy Monash Health medical staff, including diagnostic imaging specialist Kathy D'Angelo.
I normally come out at lunch and just sort of sit here quietly. I enjoy my music, so it's calming. It's beautiful. I feel as if it's my own personal concert.
But this is no ordinary concert, and the pianist is no ordinary musician. Yoshi Komatsu works in food services, and until recently, no one knew of her secret life as a concert pianist in her homeland, Japan.
The truth is, I didn't tell anybody. And secretly, when I have a time, I come to piano just practicing secretly. And maybe so in the someday, some so like my coworker, colleague might find and make a surprise. That's what I wanted.
Ms. Komatsu has performed numerous classical concerts in her music career, from Japan to America's New York.
Playing my piano, that's just so like a exciting moment. How people react to me, make me feel good. And then because I realize I made the audience feel excited.
Ms. Komatsu grew up in a small town 150 kilometers from Japan's capital, Tokyo, and piano lessons began as a young child.
When I was three, I want to play piano. I want to be pianist. And then my parents, they bought a small piano. And then when I grew up, and then when I made a decision, I'm going to be pianist, I bought a grand piano.
Ms. Komatsu won a scholarship to study music at a prestigious university. She graduated in the late 1990s and dreamed of becoming a professional musician, but a car accident left her badly injured.
Just bang, bang. I was maybe fell down on the top of the car and then bonnet and then fell down on the center of the road. The one gentleman, he was a doctor and he stopped the car, center of the road, and he called the police and the ambulance. And I was carried to the hospital. After that, I got a back injury for months. I had a corset from neck to the bottom and then couldn't move, I think, 6 months.
At this time, she turned to classical music as a source of comfort.
Just everyday pain. And so I was just listening music, just to feel relaxed, calm down. And so I was always with my music.
After visiting Australia with her family, Ms. Komatsu decided in 2006 to make Melbourne her home. But she couldn't afford the cost of transporting her beloved grand piano.
I talked to export company and they said sending one piano is cost $10,000. So it's no use. Since I was a child, always I was with piano. So without piano, something missing in my life.
After taking a job in food services at Monash Health last December, Ms. Komatsu noticed a grand piano in the foyer.
When I saw it, I was really excited. I want to touch as soon as possible. And I saw nobody was around the piano. I straight away accosted to the piano. And I opened the saw lid and then touched. The sounds really beautiful. I was practicing piano, but I didn't want other to know.
Monash Medical Center Food Services Manager Romela Felton was among those caught off guard to find a concert pianist plating food in the kitchen.
It was a big surprise because Yoshi's actually a very shy lady. So everybody actually said to Yoshi, can you play music for us? And I actually encouraged Yoshi to continue on. And as I said, we are happy to support her whatever she wants to do.
For Monash Health Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Anjali Dulia, supporting Ms. Komatsu's hidden talent is a win-win.
Hospitals can be a really busy place and can be really anxiety-provoking for the people who visit here, and even for our staff, for that matter. And so it's so lovely to have someone with Yoshi and her talent to be sitting, you know, giving up her break time and playing the piano for people.
With the blessing of Monash Health, Ms. Komatsu is regaining confidence at the grand piano and dreams of one day performing again on stage.
I wish if I could, I want to play small joint concert to make other people happy. Everybody likes music. And besides, the music, the sounds echoing people's heart. Maybe I believe invisible power is floating from the piano or instrument or even voice, and sort of sounds is going to the people's heart and healing, that I believe.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.